Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is about behavior and copying. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are Copycats Bad? By Meg Booker. Read by Leah Martin. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Romans 12:2. Stop copying me. It's the age-old scene playing out in my daughter's lives, just as it did for my sister and I when we were kids. I was the older sister, and my younger sister loved to copy me. She'd wait until I left for school and then raid my room. I remember vividly her sitting on her bed as I looked all over her room for something I knew she'd borrowed. When we were grown adults, she admitted to hiding it under the mattress she'd been sitting on that day as I roamed her room like a crazy person. Copycat isn't usually a kind term, but the reality of a copycat is complementary. In this world, we have leaders and followers. We're all called to lead others to Christ Jesus as part of the Great Commission, but to do so, we follow in the footsteps of the Lord. We're literally called to be Christ Jesus' copycats. The Life Application Study Bible explains, Paul warned Christians about following the selfish and corrupt patterns of this fallen world. Many Christians wisely decide that a large portion of the world's behavior is off limits for them. Our refusal to conform to this world, however, must go even deeper than just behavior and customs. It must be firmly planted in the values rooted in our minds. Paul was writing to the Romans to caution them about their behavior. It's our personal responsibility as Christ followers to make sure the way we live our lives reflects the one we're copying. The Life Application Bible continues, it is possible, however, to avoid most worldly customs and still be proud, covetous, selfish, stubborn, and arrogant. Only when the Holy Spirit renews, re-educates, and redirects our minds are we transformed. Following Christ Jesus isn't just a one-and-done outfit or even a wardrobe change. It's a lifetime of walking out the principles He demonstrated while walking on this earth. God didn't place us on this earth to live in a robotic manner. We have free will, and our choices matter. We can't control every thought that pops into our minds, but we do have a say in what stays and what gets kicked out. Paul wrote, "Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things, but those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit." Romans 8:5. If my youngest daughter keeps copying her older sister's style, she may start to be mistaken for her. In fact, that's exactly what's happening, and my oldest feels her identity under attack. Why? Because we default to the mine mentality. Defensiveness is the way of the world. Let's review what Paul wrote. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Romans 12:2. intersecting faith and life. We can copy someone all the way to Christ. Yes, we can. We can also copy the world right into its empty promises. Let God. These two words are so crucial. Listen and let God do what He knows is best, His will. God's plan for us is good and pleasing and perfect. Copy that. When we let go of our way, we learn to know God's will for us. Learn to let go and let God. Copy that too. God bless and glory up. For further reading, check out Romans 12 and Romans 8. The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Found myself on a ledge, three stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on a ledge? My name is Billy Yancey. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.